Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Denise Leonard from Tanstoffel Farm in Greenfield. Denise, you grew up with sheep and then have a career at UMass in public health and have returned to the sheep. Is that true?
I've actually always had the sheep from the time I was 11 on.
Now, are you still doing stuff at UMass?
Yes, I am. I'm retired and I'm working on a database with my boss in the School of Public Health.
But the whole time since you were 11 years old, you've been a shepherd.
I have.
What do you do with the sheep at your farm, Tanstoffel Farm in Greenfield?
Raise them mostly for meat. We've actually sold a few each year to Sutter's in Northampton. I sell off the farm cuts of lamb now, and I sell whole and half lambs.
The way that you shepherd is the use of border collies.
Yes.
So now people have collies as pets or whatever, but you have very strong feelings about true collie.
Border collies.
It's your true calling.
The border collies are black and white, small dog. They're not the Lassie collie.
So Lassie, it's a fraud? Well, Lassie can help find Timmy in a well. Lassie can't herd your sheep that well.
Actually, I have somebody who comes to me for lessons who's got Lassie collies, and they do okay. But I wouldn't want to send them up to the top of my hill to bring the sheep in because I don't think they'd find them.
Why? They're just not that smart?
They don't have the drive.
They're stars. They're celebrities.
Like, they are.
If the cameras are going to follow me up there, maybe I'll go.
Exactly.
So tell me about your dogs look like. Do they look anything like the Lassie dog that people think
no,
of?
No, they don't. They're black and white.
Do they have the same kind of ears and the same
no,
kind of fur?
No. They're actually bred. Hold on a second.
She's going to pull out a picture.
Yeah. You're going to have a great time seeing this on radio.
Meanwhile, we'll whistle. How the heck do I know Lassie? What generation did I grow up in?
That's a border collie.
Okay. And what are the other Lassie dogs called?
Standard collies.
Standard collies. Okay, cool. So these, yeah, they've got black and white coloring.
They come in black and white, red and white and black.
And so now you take these collies to show?
I compete in trials with them.
Do they sheep herd at these trials?
Yes, they do.
So it's not just like the dog shows after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade where you're parading them around. This is they do real work.
They do real work.
So tell me what happens during the trial and what makes for a good border collie or a winning border collie.
There are four classes that are in our club in New England. A novice class, a pro novice class, a ranch class, and an open class. And each one does more and at greater distances.
So if we came out onto the field and we saw this competition, what would we be seeing?
You would be seeing somebody standing at what's called a handler's post with their dog and the sheep down the field being held by somebody else with a dog. These sheep could be anywhere from 100 yards to 800 yards away. The dog gets sent. They have to go out in what's a pear-shaped outrun, and they have to come up behind the sheep quietly, what's called lift them, bring them back to the handler quietly. Usually on the way down, there's a set of what's called fetch panels that they have to bring the sheep down through the middle of. They then have to turn them one way or the other around the handler and drive them out to another set of panels, go across the field to a third set of panels, come back to the handler and either pen them or shed them.
How many sheep are they doing this with?
Usually you've got 3 to 5.
Are they just nudging them along? Is that how they get them to do it?
They have.
It's not like they're picking them up by the scruff and running them down to you?
Border collies have eye, so they stare. You know the predatory stance you see in a lion or a cat when it's getting ready to
And they
pounce.
Give them the eye and they're like, oh, we better get going.
Yeah.
Do the border collies protect your sheep on your farm?
No,
do you have like a llama for that?
I have a Maremma.
What is a Maremma?
It's a very big, white, shaggy dog.
So there's different levels of security in the dog world.
There is.
That's funny.
The Maremma is a really cool dog.
And why is that a better dog for protecting sheep than the border collie?
The border collie is a predatory instinct. To put it bluntly, I have a young dog who's about 18, 20 months old now, and she will kill chickens. I can't have my chickens out when she's out. There was one day she was out barking up a storm, and I went out, and somehow she had managed to get a lamb out of the pasture and up against the barn. And she was grabbing wool and pulling it.
So these dogs want to eat the sheep. Herd them.
Right. It's a modified predatory instinct, and they also want to please very desperately. So they work with you to use that predatory instinct to move the livestock.
I think it's fascinating.
It is. It's absolutely fascinating. The guard dog, on the other hand, is brought up with the sheep from the time they're babies.
So it's like their friend.
They're his pack. He stays with them. You know, there are nights he's out barking on the fence line, and I don't know what he's after, but I know he's after something.
Will your Maremma protect the sheep from the border collie?
Yes, he's kind of interesting. He is relaxed with most of my dogs. If he thinks the dogs are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, he gets very upset.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I've got a student in with a dog that starts chasing and he can see it, he's barking up a storm. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like it.
Denise Leonard from Tan Stoffel Farm in Greenfield with her very interesting sheep and border collie situation. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.